You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It flew, it did.
It flew by.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Alison Hayslip.
And I'm Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we are going to be sipping booze and spitting news. It's probably the other way around, but I've got booze on my lips.
You got it. You got it. And of course, with us, as always, is Tom White Wine Mandago Kraftsky,
who has white wine in his hand right now.
He does. You actually are drinking white wine today.
It's been a while.
Yeah, you're fitting your...
Hold on.
Nomenclature? What's that word I'm looking for?
Nomenclature?
Yeah, nomenclature.
Nomenclature?
No.
Nomenclature.
It's like another syllable.
Syllable.
You know what I'm talking about.
I love the way Maud talks.
You said he asked one of my favorite things that I've never been able to let go. It's that bit in a sketch that went, oh, you put the wrong syllable, wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yep.
So now every time I say the words either emphasis or syllable, that is how they are pronounced.
They are. That's how they are now in your nomenclature.
What?
You may have used it.
Who thought of that word?
I don't know.
Nomenclature. That cannot be an accident. Like, you don't accidentally say that word.
That's a word that's definitely like rooted in Latin somehow. You know what I mean?
Nomenclature.
I've missed you, motherfuckers.
It's been a while.
It's been almost a full month since we've seen each other.
I don't have my freaking phone. I took a photo of a toad for you.
You took a photo of a toad for me.
Cane toad?
Yeah. I was like,
because you were in Australia.
Yes. There weren't many, but I looked down and I went, motherfucker.
Was this like in a Starbucks? That common?
No, it was near. It was next to my front door.
Oh my god!
Just
oh my
down gosh. There, and I was like, "Not today, Satan!
Just not today, Satan!"
But the phone thing's really bothering. I'm so glad that yours are in your hand.
Oh my god, it's so freeing! I got my phone on.
We almost thought we might have to do the episode today without Maud because we could not reach Maud all day. Yeah. It was very concerning. And then, thankfully, like 5 minutes after we were supposed to start recording, Maud walked through the door, and we were like, "Thank God."
Can I just say, I'm absolutely beside myself that I'm only 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
That what I had to go through to get here. Yeah. I overshot or undershot my mark thinking where it was because I don't have maps now. Mm-hmm. I don't have maps and I don't have any way to look up the address.
Why would you have maps?
Yeah. And I'm in such a habit of punching it in Waze. It's a previous destination. I remember kind of like what the address sort of looks like and I just go and I get told where to go.
Yeah.
I don't have to think. It's just like, in 200 meters. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
I get in the car and I realize, I don't have the address. And I was like, that's all right. I think it's this. How far off could I be?
Right.
4.5 miles off.
Oh.
And I'm driving around. I'm like, this isn't it.
It doesn't seem right. This is not going to be your skill when the apocalypse hits.
Absolutely not. But I really am a good driver.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time thinking about that. And for about 5 years.
So you just need someone to tell you where to go.
Yes.
Okay.
I take instructions really well.
Well, when you get a new phone and you have multiple texts and emails and Twitter DMs from me just being like, hey, did you get my message? Mm. Hey, are we good for four? Hey, you okay? I was concerned, but I was trying to like really underplay it. I'm just like, it's fine. Model turn up. It's totally fine.
You are not the first person in the last 2 hours to have that exact conversation with me. I tried to reach you on DMs on Instagram. Then I tried a bunch of other things. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm in denial. I keep thinking that my phone is going to turn on. So at the moment, what's happened is I get home.
But did you put it in rice?
I did, 100%.
Oh, yes. Wow.
No, clever girl. Okay. I've gone through so many phones.
Yeah.
But I get home. It's really lovely. There's a bird stuck in my apartment. And I'm like, oh, dear God, bird, drop my bags.
What?
I rescue this thing. I turn into Cinderella or Snow White. And I'm like, da-da-da. Open the window.
You have very high ceilings. I can understand why a bird might confuse your place for the outdoors.
Did it get in? Just curious.
No idea. A little splice of door was open. That's all it needs. So I do that. And then I'm like, oh, I'm home. So I open my mail. I pat my dog for ages. And then I pull out my phone and it's saturated. A water bottle had emptied itself.
No.
I've put it in a Tupperware container with rice, and every 12 hours for the last 2.5 days, I've tried to turn it on, anything. Mm. And the amount of times I've gone to reach for my phone, I have had to do something that we haven't had to have done for about 6 or 7 years.
Which is?
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
I've had to wait.
Girl, oh that was me when so my phone got stolen in Italy. Although I didn't have the waiting feeling because I was on vacation still, so I was still doing stuff. But the weird like sensation of wanting to reach for my phone and then being like, oh, never mind. It's not there. It just doesn't exist anymore.
I want to kind of get zapped every time I go to reach for my phone because I feel like it's such a sick habit that I've gotten.
Yeah.
And now that I don't have it, it's like, ooh, I wanted to show something on my phone or,
picture of a cane toad.
The maps is a big one.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, my clothing company has a sale right now and I'm responsible for the marketing of it. Nice. And it's all via Instagram.
What?
You cannot even do that on the laptop. You can only do it via phone.
You're right. You can't post on Instagram.
Yeah.
What about a tablet? Can you post from a tablet on Instagram?
Yes, you can.
See, that's what you need, Mom.
You need a mobile device.
I needed a I needed a Tom.
Yeah.
Two
I'm
and
available.
A half days ago.
Could use a job.
Yeah,
hey,
there
assistant.
You go. Yeah. Okay, sure. Do you have like a Siri voice that I could be, do use? So be like,
hello, Maude.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What? Okay. That's what you went with?
No, I want to beep, beep, boop. I want to change the Tom voice to something a little bit more soothing.
Yeah.
Something that's, right? Hey, Tom. Beep, beep. Can you just help me with maps eventually?
Maude, I can help you with love.
Oh.
Best app I've ever had in my life.
Sold.
Tell me your kind
Done.
Of man.
Done.
What
I'll
are the 68 things I've been doing wrong?
Maude, you do nothing wrong.
Oh, it's everyone else.
It's always everyone else.
Have you noticed that the worst types of people apply that to their life?
Oh, absolutely.
They don't listen. They're hyper aggressive.
Don't
and
take
it's just
responsibility.
Like, and they're like, you know what? They're just not understanding me, and that's really on them.
I think there needs to be a nice balance because you also can't be the person who's like, everything is my fault because
100%.
That also doesn't work.
Yeah.
You really have to have like a solid grip of reality to understand what are things you are responsible for and what are things you are not responsible for.
And that's just
that has been a free therapy session from Dr. Hayslip. You're so welcome.
It's just all about meeting in the middle. My thing is, the first thing I want to know is what can I be doing better? How can I improve?
Yeah.
What is this? But also, this is what would be great to help the situation from you.
Yeah,
this is what you could do. That would be lovely.
We can have a mutual helping outing of each other.
Little from column A, little from column B. Everyone's back scratched. Everything's great. But I've run into both those people before, and it's like, can you please not say sorry anymore?
Yeah.
You don't need to be sorry for anything. You haven't done nothing. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm saying it so much. And I'm like, what did you? What happened?
Got it.
Yeah.
Do we have anything exciting from the last 3 weeks that we have to fill each other in on?
I don't know. We have Valentine's Days.
Yeah, I think I'm starting my third company.
Oh, good.
Let's go over to skip Valentine's Day.
Entrepreneur Maude.
Kill
good stories.
Me. Yeah. Put me out of my misery.
Is this something you should plug? What is it?
Not yet.
Okay.
But it is. It's an idea that I had a little while ago. And when I have an idea, three weeks later, the first episode was shot and edited.
Mm-hmm.
I just shopped it around and the ball is rolling.
Great. I like rolling balls.
But I had this conversation with my business partner.
What?
I had this conversation with my business partner. I'm like, I'm just going to try and have some meetings. Let's just see.
Yeah.
And he's like, how do you feel about it? And I'm like, honestly, I'm scared it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yes.
Work. You have to prove yourself after you.
Yeah.
Get signed. Yeah.
My plate is very full.
Still,
that's
congrats.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's what we were saying about you before. You're like, I'm so busy. I'm like, busy's
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, totally good.
Maybe I'm addicted to being busy.
That's also a possible addiction. You have to understand that it's important to have some downtime.
Yeah.
But I do. Oh, can I tell you about the...
tell us.
Something I recently did for the first time.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Okay.
You went to a movie by yourself.
Done that a lot.
I kind of figured.
Okay, so I've been playing Overwatch for like, 3.5 years
okay.
since it first came out? Mercy Main, what's up? Started on D.Va for all my gamers out there. For the first time, I decided to go on the chat with my mic and talk to my teammates for the first time.
Oh, how did that go?
So we had a miss. I've noticed that about... You know what? Honestly, 60% of the time, it's fine.
Yeah.
But that 40%.
Is brutal.
There's
a reason I don't game online.
It took me about two days to...
And that's a big part of it.
It took me 2 days to bounce back from it.
Can you explain? Because like, I never do that, because I don't want to hear anybody. That's why I don't play online in general.
For people
like, what?
Who find offensive words offensive, please tune out now.
Right.
Fuck you, you bitch. You have no idea how to fuck to play. If you're a fucking healer, you should heal me, okay?
I'm like,
you're playing with Timmy Turner?
Like little kids. Little kids just get nasty. on that shit.
Yeah. How old are you? I'm fucking 12, you bitch, with a fake accent.
Wow. And I was like, by the way, I'm impressed with your American that you're doing. You're 12-year-old American. Yeah.
And I was like, part of me should be like, oh, he's just a kid. He doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Turns out, when someone wants to attack me, I get nice and defensive.
I am ashamed
to admit that I fought back with this kid.
Oh my gosh, Maud!
And I,
he was 12.
And I told him, well, he needed to learn a lesson.
Okay.
He was being alpha male there.
Yeah.
And this alpha woman...
Yeah.
Stepped on in
yep.
and did not want to be sworn at by a little kid.
Don't blame him.
I may have told him to shove his only two
yes.
pubes in his mouth to shut him
yes.
up.
Yes, yes, which, you did.
Which it did.
Nice.
And I noticed that everyone else in the chat was, you know, a little bit quiet as well. In the next game, the girl that he'd been abusing, who was the healer, I don't know if I was in that game, he'd been talking to another girl and abusing her. Her and I were in the next match, and she was like, thank you.
Oh, good.
She's like, I wasn't healing him because he was asking.
Because he's an asshole.
He was so awful about
it.
And I was like, you just got to be nice. So anyway, her and I had a great game. We bonded. It was amazing. I had another group where there was a 13-year-old kid and a 19-year-old guy and a 27-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And we just became best friends instantly.
Good.
And the banter was
good.
Amazing. And we were so supportive of one another. It was just heaven. And then I accidentally got out of that team and three young adults could only say the three words, kitchen sandwich.
Kitchen sandwich.
Is that a thing I don't get?
I don't
go in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Oh.
And one of them
God.
Would say it. And I was like,
wow, that, my brain would have never gone there.
Yeah, it was like, get in your kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Jesus.
And then like, there's a chorus of, that's funny.
That guy's going to get married real soon.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And so I was like, it's amazing. I know you're saying words, but you're just screaming, I'm a virgin at me. No, I'm not. Anyway, I went online and I was just like, this is a really upsetting experience. The good did not outweigh the bad, which sucked. And then someone said, you've actually got to approach it with compassion.
What?
Because a lot of the time, young boys are just literally emulating what they're hearing.
Yeah.
So the adults are awful.
True.
So the kids adopt that.
Yeah.
And as soon as you apply compassion to the situation, they actually, kids still have it in them to resonate with compassion.
Yes, I get that.
So
I totally
get that.
So it
actually stops them. And
but also if that's the environment they're stepping into and all they're hearing is compassionate things or like kind things or whatever, that's what they're going to repeat. I don't think.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that kids have, for the most part, don't have that kind of hatred in them yet?
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you have to get taught that. And you're right. I think it is just mimicry.
That's
mimicry?
It.
Mimicry? Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
nomenclature?
Good.
Sure, guys. I'm drinking wine. Whatever.
You actually turning into like a neato little thesaurus, too.
Guys.
How to compliment a nerd.
Yeah, I know. Just guys are super excited about that. I had a birthday while we were gone.
Yeah, you did.
And first off, shout out to all the people who emailed us wishing me a happy birthday and all the people online who wish me happy birthday. But I arrived at the studio today and I have received a birthday gift here at Starburns Audio.
I'm just like in awe of this present.
I can't get over this. I'm going to read the note first and then I'll tell you guys what this present is because it's pretty amazing. First off, this note begins, happy birthday, Allison. Hope you like this and it gives you a big smile. Oh, it did.
Yeah.
It gave us all a big smile. It clicked the episode you were all talked about your birthdays and that there is a mailing address now. Yes, you can mail us stuff to Starburns anytime you want, guys.
Do it.
Anytime you
want. If you feel like it.
The people in the booth are like, okay, fine, whatever. I mean, don't by any means mail us things that need to get refrigerated or anything like that.
Or a stink bomb.
Yeah, no. Not
that would suck.
Nice things, you know. He says, although I will miss Alex, Maud has become a very nice mixer in this drink we call Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night.
Ooh.
Yes. And in addition of being jealous of Tom because of those arms, he gets to be the bouncer for you too.
Yes, I do.
Happy birthday. This is Andre Jenkins. He's been a long time listener.
Yeah.
But he sent me a Space Camp Barbie. First off, I haven't owned a Barbie in so long, so it's just kind of thrilling to have a Barbie in my life again. But she went to space camp. She is in the full blue flight suit. She has all sorts of space camp paraphernalia around her. I am so excited about this.
If you were a Barbie, it would be this one.
I would be that Barbie. Because I went to space camp for 4 years.
This is your technical...
Yeah.
You didn't become an astronaut?
What? Of course I want to become an astronaut.
No, you didn't.
She did. In her heart, she did.
Oh, yeah, my heart, I'm an astronaut.
I'm just saying legally she didn't.
That's your official, like, action figure.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so for that.
Isn't that everyone's kind of goal?
It's so cool. It's so, so cool. And our listeners have been freaking awesome over the past few weeks since we haven't been able to check emails. I went through all of them today, and we got some great ones.
Really?
Do we have time for email, or should we take a break?
We could take a break.
What's the version? Go with Tom. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll come back, and I'm going to read some of your awesome emails. And we're back, and Aristotle in the booth just reminded us that we technically haven't talked about the results of the Super Bowl, a.k.a. the most boring sports game to have ever happened in the history of sports.
It was not good.
It was so boring. Kinda, I mean, the Patriots won. Blah.
I'm okay with that.
Brady always has the best fourth quarter.
Yeah. I would say that's actually Eli Manning.
I don't have enough information.
She just read a headline about
Super
Bowl.
She's like, I tried so hard to be a part of this conversation.
Someone told me that 6 years ago, and I've said it every year. You're the first person to deny me that.
Sorry, it's because Eli Manning's the only quarterback to have beaten Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, except for the Eagles.
Is that the one that looks like Ryan Gosling?
No. Oh. No one has ever mistaken Eli Manning for Ryan Gosling.
When Maud tries to talk about sport.
By the way, just you saying that one thing proved you know way more about football than I do.
Oh, there you go. I want to get into some emails because we have like a lot of really good ones. This first one, this is from Jenna Blackman. She says, it's entitled, Hi, Aristotle.
Ooh.
Oh, look who's perking up over there in the booth.
Aristotle.
She says, hello, happy hour team. While listening to the Spiderballs episode, spit my lunch out when you explained who Aristotle was. For some reason, I thought Aristotle was a cat.
That is a good cat's name.
It is. I'm unsure if you had never mentioned him as having a human trait or task in the previous few episodes, or if I just wasn't paying close enough attention. But there you have it, a cat. Cheers, Jenna. And she says, P.S. loving Maud. But Aristotle, you are now our podcast cat.
You are perfect.
Our podcat.
There we go.
Aristotle, you're our podcat. I'm so happy.
What kind is he? A tabby cat? I don't know my cats.
Sassy cat.
Sassy cat.
Wow. That was like the title of one of our episodes a little while ago.
Aristotle the
Sassy cat. Okay, so that was a good one. And then I died when I read this. I'm so excited about this. This is from Riley.
And yet she's still here.
I have risen from the dead. I am now Zombie Allison because of this email. Okay.
You look good.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Moisturize. Yeah. Greetings, Allison, Maud, and Lady Tom.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Loving the Ladies' Night version of the podcast. I was dying listening to Maud spell Baghdad. You spelled it incorrectly, but it was still delightful. But I agreed with you, so I also am to blame for Baghdad.
There's a few.
You want to try again?
There's an H in there somewhere. B-H-A.
No.
There's an H in there, guys.
Tom, can you spell it?
B-A-G-H-A-D.
You're so close.
B-A-G-H-D-A-D.
Yes, there you go. So she was dying listening to that. And the tale of the Carmen Sandiego banter.
Yeah.
So I had to take the opportunity to brag that I was on the show as a kid way back in 1995 when I was 12.
Well,
here's where I dash your excitement by saying I was not only on the Canadian version, but the French-Canadian version.
Wow.
Ooh.
I came in third, so yes, Allison, it's not two kids, it's three. I got that wrong. And yes, I came in dead last. Don't ruin this for me.
I did put that together when it was third out of three.
Yeah,
but that's still bronze.
So she says, I was given a consolation prize, which included a giant denim jacket with Carmen's face on the back, which I lost probably a year later when I moved, until I found it 2 years ago.
Whoa.
Where? In goddamn Lebanon at my cousin's, who happened to be wearing it as a house coat.
No.
Attached is the photo of said jacket where I found it. Hope you enjoy a spider-free story.
Where
this
the
is
world
from Riley.
Was she?
She went to Lebanon. And she found her Carmen Sandiego jacket out there.
This sounds like an heirloom.
It absolutely is. It's taking a little while to pull up on my phone because my Wi-Fi is not great in the studio.
But you have a phone.
You can see the cord. Yes, I have a phone. You can see it's like a light leather jacket. And then it's got like Carmen Sandiego's face like embossed. Not embossed. That's not what it looks like. It's like an iron-on. It looks like an iron-on of her.
That's so cool.
Did you ever do any like game shows new came out here? Because I know a lot of actors who come out and they have like.
Yeah, I won the showcase showdown on The Price is Right.
That's right. That's
something. You won it?
You did that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
I fucking won that shit, girl.
The car? The car?
I won a car.
You won a car?
I won a car.
Do you have to pay tax on that?
Yeah, you got to pay tax on all that shit. I sold the car so I could pay taxes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
so cheeky.
Yeah.
You can't make a winner feel like a loser.
It's true.
That's what tax thing. Does.
When I, and I've told this story on the podcast before, which is why I'm not retelling the whole thing. But when I won, like, I was with a group of friends. We were all celebrating. We, like, walked to a bar, and I was like, I'll buy everyone a drink. And I called my parents, and my dad answered the phone, and I was like, Dad, I won the showcase showdown on The Price is Right. And he goes, you're going to have to pay taxes on that, all that, you know? Like, not even like, congratulations. It was just immediately like, you have to pay taxes. And I was like, thanks, CFO father. That's all you think of.
He's just looking out for you, Allison.
I know he is.
Because if you don't pay your taxes, he'll have to pay your taxes.
I know. Anyway, I'll show you guys the coat.
Can I just confess? Yeah. I've watched so much Price is Right that just sounds like it would be the thing to beat in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, was that one of the greatest moments ever?
There's nothing cooler I have ever done. And I won when it was Bob Barker.
Yeah,
it wasn't Jim Carrey.
The OG. The OG host.
Not Larry Emdes?
Is that the Australian version?
Is that the original dude?
Australian version?
Australian version.
Oh, there's an Australian version. I love that.
Kind of like how there are...
Swap it! No, set it! Lock it down!
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
You guys talk funny in the country.
You talk
ours
so funny.
Is, actually, what do they say?
The price is right.
Price is right.
The price is right.
Right?
I'm going to get to this email because this one's important.
They're all important, Allison.
Well, but you'll understand why I say this about this one. It says, it's entitled Seizure First Aid. It's from Matthew. He says, hello, HHHH crew. Hi, Allison or Maude, whoever I should be saying hi to now. There you go. On a recent episode, you mentioned that if someone was having a seizure, you'd put something in their mouth to prevent them from biting off their tongue. That's exactly what I said. He says, I felt the need to write in because you should absolutely not do this. Okay, cool. It is an old myth that seizure victims commonly bite off or swallow their tongues during a seizure. By putting something in their mouth, you are most likely to obstruct their airway or they may injure their teeth. Just thought it might be good to quash this old misconception. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Aren't you supposed to make sure that you undo buttons around their neck?
Well, he sent a link to what exactly you're supposed to do. I'm pulling that up now.
I remember hearing, like, as a kid, swallow your tongue. We always thought it meant you actually could swallow your tongue. It just means it, like, goes back in your throat and just blocks the path of air. You don't swallow.
Isn't that how people snore?
Yeah. I guess
okay. This says, here are the general steps. It's just stay with the person until the seizure ends or he or she is fully awake. After it ends, help the person sit in a safe place. Mm. Once they are alert and able to communicate, tell them what happened in very simple terms. Mm. Comfort the person and speak calmly. Mm-hmm. Check to see if the person is wearing a medical bracelet or other emergency information. Keep yourself and other people calm. That would be the one I would probably excel at. I'm like weirdly good at being like
you get that too.
Uber
as soon
calm.
As soon as like shit hits the fan, you just go into this zen mode and you just take care of business.
Yeah.
I did that before.
And then this is for grand mal seizures, which are like I think the really bad ones. You ease the person onto the floor. Turn the person gently onto one side because it'll help the person breathe.
Yep.
Clear the area around the person of anything hard or sharp because this can prevent injury. Put something soft and flat like a folded jacket under his or her head. Uh-huh. Remove eyeglasses, which that's definitely not anything I would have thought of. Mm-hmm. Loosen ties or anything around the neck that may make it hard to breathe. And then time the seizure. Call 911 if it lasts longer than 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh, they
that
last
would be the
five
longest
minutes.
5 minutes for both parties ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it says, do not do any of the following things. Do not hold the person down or try to stop his or her movements.
Really?
Do not put anything in the person's mouth. This can injure teeth or the jaw. A person having a seizure cannot swallow his or her tongue. So we don't have to worry about that.
Okay, good.
Do not give mouth-to-mouth breaths like CPR. People usually start breathing again on their own after a seizure.
Heavy.
And do not offer the person water or food until he or she is fully alert.
Okay.
So there we go. We just fixed all the problems we caused in one of our past podcasts.
Except it opens up a whole new can of worms. What other myths have we been taught that are the opposite to what we should
I
be
know.
Doing.
I have no idea.
They said don't eat 30 minutes before you go in the pool because you'll get cramps. But
no,
that's
don't
not
go
a,
in the pool 30.
What I?
Oh, yeah, you did
like
say that.
That
correctly.
Don't eat 30
it's just
minutes.
Weird. You don't normally say it that way.
But that's not a thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. You can just
I've never cramped
cramps.
In a pool.
Yeah, me neither. I've eaten.
That wasn't.
No, of course
lady
not.
Lady associated.
Breathing air into people's lungs
What?
While you're giving them CPR, now you don't do that. You just pump their chest.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, they say, like, the blowing air into their mouth doesn't actually give as much oxygen. You just want to keep the blood pumping and the oxygen that's
I guess that makes sense because you're blowing out carbon dioxide. You're not blowing out oxygen.
No, there's oxygen in there.
Well, not a ton. Not as much as when you intake naturally breathing, I mean.
So don't do that.
Wow, so just pump.
Constant chest compressions, yeah.
Wow, and to the beat of Staying Alive.
That's right. Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
Staying Alive. Staying Alive.
That's pretty good.
All right. I feel like I did a lot of emails. Should we get... Oh.
I was going to say, because you said you were... Did you have to save someone's life? You said you were... There was a time when you didn't stress out. Something happened.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because I'm curious.
This is what happened when I was maybe 7, 20, 20, 22. Doesn't matter. Where I was at a house party and some guy thought it'd be super funny to punch a window.
No.
Oh, God.
I've done that. I'll show you my scar accidentally.
Don't punch window.
I'll show you my scar afterwards, Maud.
Australia.
Accident.
Yeah, they just sliced all up their arm and yeah, it was a lot of blood. And so I kind of run in with towels, wrap it around him, apply pressure, get him to hold his hand up over his head, call an ambulance. When everything was fine, I pretty much collapsed because I am not good with blood.
No.
At all.
No.
And I hid under a table for a while, like shaking from it. But in that moment, the adrenaline took over and I was like, on it.
Yeah.
And then I was the most pathetic version of me I've ever been.
Yep.
Pathetic virgin.
Yep. I have felt the exact same way in both cases.
Here, Maude, take a look. See this scar?
Oh, wow. Holy shit, Tom.
That's not small.
Yeah. Jesus. Show Aristotle. He's trying to see.
No, it goes from
that
here.
Looks like an intestine.
That looks like a vein.
Slid up into your body.
You punched your arm through a window?
My brother was teasing me. I was probably about, I don't know, 7 or 8.
That's from when you were 7 or 8?
Yeah.
I can't imagine how big it was on you.
Yeah.
No, what are
you talking story.
About?
So, like, my brother, he's great now, but, you know, we were kids, so we'd fight a lot, whatever. So he's older than me, so he's teasing me.
I like that you're
me.
Like, he's great now.
He is. He's great now.
I'm sorry. Majority of siblings, they're shit as kids, and they're great older.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
my brothers. He's... Yeah, you, Darcy and Jack, I'm talking to you.
Do they listen to this?
Yeah.
No.
Go.
So, like, he was teasing me, and I was crying, running through the house. He was, like, laughing at me. I was trying to hit him. He ran in through one of those French doors with all the, you know, panes of glass.
Yeah.
So he slammed the door as I was running towards him, trying to punch him. So I think I purposely just punched through the window because I was so mad trying to get him.
Oh.
And then I pulled it out, and it was just bad
news. And God, so, I'm not okay now.
Yeah. So long story short, I almost died because I almost hit arteries.
Yeah, I'm sure. That thing is massive, and it's massive on you as a grown man with huge arms.
You noticed.
Let's just describe this guy.
It's
over a foot long. Yeah.
It starts just below his elbow and then goes up his bicep.
To like my armpit, yeah.
Sorry.
And it's a little
thick.
One on the bicep.
It's thick.
Yep. I'm trying.
That's what she said.
Yeah, they gave me three layers of stitches. 100
three
layers of stitches.
Layers?
Each. Yeah.
100 stitches per three. That is 300. I can't look at it.
Oh my God, Tom. Yeah. I had no idea. I don't even understand.
You're never asking me about my injuries.
Did he say sorry?
I don't know. I had to.
He didn't have to. But yeah, so he did say sorry. They got me a rabbit. I came home, I think, the next day.
Like a live rabbit?
Yeah, because we were a rabbit family. We always had rabbits.
We were a rabbit family?
Oh,
that's
a
thing?
Okay. We had rabbits. Sure. Instead of dogs and cats, we
had rabbits.
They don't run away.
What was this rabbit named?
Pogo.
Pogo?
Because he jumped like a pogo stick.
Oh, that's
so sweet. Cute.
That's sweet, Tom. I don't know why you're embarrassed by that.
You're right, yeah.
Was that single-handedly the most, I don't mean to say that, pun intended, the most traumatic experience you've ever been in?
Yeah, physically, yes, knock on wood. I've had other traumatic experiences, like getting lost in a mall when I was probably four.
You remember
Baby
that?
Tom.
I know, poor me. It was
all
pretty
these
traumatic.
Sweet things about Baby Tom.
I already know what my mother would say.
What?
Don't name your kid something that every other kid is called. Because when they get lost and you yell out Tom, 7 kids go,
Yeah.
That's why my name is Maude.
Maude.
Really?
Maude. No one's named Maude.
Yeah. Maude.
And there's Maude.
Yeah.
One.
Just person.
One.
And everyone's like, ooh, unlucky.
Maude.
That's a really, really, like, nasty wound.
Yeah.
That would have been so scary, ripping your arm back. Because you don't know at 7 to, like, be delicate.
I don't, but if I'm thinking about it, too, like, if I was in, like, the heat of the moment and my arm went through something, I feel like my natural reaction would be to pull it back. Because so, you're like, I didn't want to do that, yeah. you know? I wouldn't have, like, punched through them and be like, I must remain yes. frozen like this.
And that's what someone told me afterwards. I was like, I didn't think to. I punched
no.
away. But luckily, my older sisters, who were really smart, they compressed it. And then the hospital wasn't too far. My, you know, it was great.
Good
So I got
Lord.
In the ambulance and I wasn't crying. So there was a cop there and I trusted him to take
yeah,
care of me.
Yeah, and shock.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember being, like, super shocked. I was like, okay, these guys are professionals.
Oh, I've been in shock a few times.
I don't remember. Really?
Yeah.
From? Let me guess, cane toads, just freezing. Sting,
you
get stung by a jellyfish in Australia?
You can't see it, but I've got 20 stitches down my leg.
Oh, from. God, you guys.
I would rather say I was 7 years old and I tried to run past a glass table and fell through it, but drunk Maud was 23.
Yes.
And I was so uncoordinated, I hit it with my right foot and I just tripped into it and it just sliced
gosh.
Me open.
Drunk Maud. I want to party with her.
Drunk Maud.
I have to kill her.
So that you went
to kill
her.
It's like a Fight Club thing. You got to kill the alter ego.
Yeah.
You went into shock and...
Yeah, because what happened, like I fell on the table. I was on my back and the glass everywhere and I was mortified. I felt sick to the gut and I just kept apologizing. I'm so sorry. I've gotten so drunk. I've broken something. I've made a scene.
You didn't even realize about your leg.
And then everyone goes, don't move. And I was like, I need to just say sorry. And then this guy went down with like a tablecloth and came back up a few moments later. And he was basically covered from shoulders to sort of like knees in my blood.
Boy.
And I went, what do you think happened?
Oh, my gosh.
And then someone's like, we have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then I had another person stare me in the eyes and go, hey, don't look down. Don't look down.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? I want to look down. Don't look down.
Yeah.
I looked down when I was at the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So they'd cleaned out this wound. It's at, sort of like at my knee, down my calf. Oh my calf with muscle was weighing it open.
No.
Oh. What?
So when they cleaned out the wound because it was a glass incident, they used saline solution, which I and because I was drunk, they couldn't put me under or use a general anesthetic.
Oh, right.
Anesthetic.
Yeah. Of course.
I could feel it.
Yeah.
That was really bad, and that was sort of like perpetuating my shock and my awful, awful mood that I was in. I was a little bit not friendly to some of the nurses, which I now apologize for.
I'm feeling it all the time, by the way.
I know. God, imagine being a nurse. That's awful. But I felt the stitches being pulled through my leg.
Yeah.
Okay, I've had that on my forehead
Why
as a kid.
Did that
they couldn't
just
put
happen?
Me under. And the same thing.
Yep.
You feel tug, tug, tug.
Crying my brains out. Yep.
You guys, what?
Yeah.
I've, knock on wood, I have never had stitches beyond, I had stitches in my mouth for an oral surgery I had to have.
Where?
My gums, like my bottom gums. Oh, you had them on your top gums.
Yes.
Oh.
That was awful too.
Yeah. But
soluble
this is the thing.
Stitches.
Oh, yes.
I'll just fall out.
Yeah.
But so my hope.
Because I had never had stitches before when, I mean, this is not super long ago, like maybe 10 years ago or something like that. Mm. And it's a surgery that they don't put you under for.
Nope.
And so they just gave me like 4 Valium to make me like super fucking loopy and then shot me up with Novocaine.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there and he's like doing the stitches and I'm like, how many? And he's like, what? Because I can't talk right. He's like, I've got all this crap in my mouth. I'm like, how many stitches? And he's like, I'm not quite sure yet. And I was like, no, you have to tell me because I've never had stitches before. I need to know how many stitches because it's my first time with stitches. And it was like 26 or something like that.
That's a lot.
Because it was all along my bottom gum line, basically.
Why? Wow.
I had receding gums. And so they did this surgery where I had
receding gums.
Talking about this now too. I had basically part of the top of my mouth removed and sewn onto my bottom gums to keep them thicker so they wouldn't recede.
Really?
The front
I want to take a look at your gums after this. I really do.
You can't really tell.
But like it helped you then.
Well,
obviously.
It helps, but here's the thing. You can still see that there's recession. It doesn't necessarily fix the recession. It just makes my gums a lot thicker so they won't recede more.
Gotcha.
So you can see
Interesting.
It.
My gums have receded and I've been so grateful every day.
Really? Why?
Look how tiny my teeth are.
Oh, that's funny. That's interesting.
Now they're a little bit bigger.
Did you have tiny teeth before?
Always. Yeah. The smallest little teeth, the biggest mouth. And I was like, I'm so disproportionate in this area. But I can eat a lot of food.
Oh, yeah.
Like that was that Chubby Bunny game? Do you know Chubby Bunny?
No,
Chubby
but I want to hear about it.
You put a marshmallow in and you say one Chubby Bunny. You put two marshmallows in and you say two Chubby Bunnies. You put 7 if you're me and you go... 7 chubby bunnies.
You just said it normally.
Yeah. Yes. I was like,
I keep thinking right now of the scene in Bohemian Rhapsody where like Freddie Mercury's like, I have an extra set of teeth, which makes my mouth wider, which means I have more range. I feel like that's you.
I should have been a singer.
You should have been a singer, Maude.
Oh well,
you should have been a singer, kid.
And I'm speaking into this podcast mic instead.
I know.
What a voice.
This is even better than being a singer, trust me. I was a professional singer once, and this is.
Is that true?
Sorry.
No.
Oh God, I was like Tom. I don't know. You come up with these stories sometimes.
We have just shared some of the best stories.
I know we really have. It's good. Good show back.
Yeah,
good show back, guys.
All our injuries.
Did we do it too? Are we at a 30-ish minute mark?
Yeah, we kind of are.
Did we talk about news at all? I mean, that was news to me.
Sometimes. Oh, you know what? Let's do it. We have time for it. Let's do a quick little story.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You know. It's harder to be a pimp these days
than it has
in the past because emoji are showing up in court cases exponentially and courts are not prepared.
Oh.
So your text messages with your emojis that are not directly written out as words.
Right.
They have many different things that they mean. Well, no, that's what they're trying to figure out.
Like what if you're actually just trying to buy an eggplant and then they're like, you sent dick exactly. emojis to your 12-year-old or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, so prosecutors are trying to prove that a man arrested during a prostitution sting was guilty of pimping charges. And among the evidence was a series of Instagram DMs he allegedly sent to a woman. One read, teamwork makes the dream work, with high heels and money bag emoji placed at the end. Prosecutors said the message implied a working relationship between the two of them. The defendant said it could mean he was trying to strike up a romantic relationship.
But I also feel like I could send a text like that to Maude and then just be like, high heels, money bag, whatever, you know, like.
And then I would probably find a dollar amount that I could sell you for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I could hit those two emojis as the same I would hit, like, cloud covering sun and left arrow. You know what I mean? Like, just sometimes you just hit random fucking emojis. So,
yeah.
All right, here's another quick part of that. Okay. In 2017, a couple in Israel was charged thousands of dollars in fees after a court ruled that their use of emoji to a landlord signaled an intent to rent his apartment. This is kind of like the stuff that we do.
Wow.
Okay, so after sending an enthusiastic text confirming that they wanted the apartment, which contained all the text from the renters contained a string of emoji that included a champagne bottle, which you sent us.
Celebration.
A squirrel and a comet.
Okay. No clue.
Nuts around the world.
Nuts around the world.
Yeah.
Party nuts, comets, party nut? Kind of very like firework. Okay.
Yeah.
So after they sent that to the landlord, they stopped responding to his text and went to a different apartment. So the court declared that the couple acted in bad faith, ruling that the icons conveyed great optimism that naturally led to the plaintiff's great reliance on the defendant's desire to rent the apartment.
Wow. So why couldn't he write back and confirm?
Yeah.
And maybe even say, hey, psst, why the squirrel?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Well, they're saying that they stopped responding to him. They stopped replying to him. So he probably did write back. They didn't say in this article like what he said to them, but they stopped responding to him.
The squirrel and the world...
The comet.
A comet. That is...
Champagne?
Yeah, that's celebratory.
Everybody loves squirrels.
I mean, I can get well with the comet being celebratory, but the squirrel...
That's where
me.
I'm a bit... Yeah.
Yeah.
So just be careful what you're texting.
Yeah.
I mean, you sometimes send texts of people dancing, a couple dancing. I could take that as you flirting with me and like, I'm wanted to dance.
That's me shimmying to the answer. It's like, dance, 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 dance. I do that to so many people.
That's a yay.
The
red dress?
It's like dance. Yeah.
No, I know.
Dance
just,
like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dance.
Allison also sends a lot of the crying, happy. I'm looking at one she
Oh, yeah, the
right
laughing
now.
With the tears.
I was going to say we should all pull out our phones and say what another one used emojis. I'm pretty sure mine is actually the crying
yours
one.
Is just crying.
No. The one where it's like streams of tears.
Sobbing.
But that is both this is devastating and this is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The one.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. The one I used the most recently is the wink with the heart. The little kiss.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
My boyfriend and I use that with each other.
Ooh. That's cute.
Yeah. And then right after that is just the generic smiley face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you sent me this week 3 of the smiley faces with the wink and the tongue out. Because we were talking about your boyfriend and him watching my show.
Yeah.
But like, it could be misconstrued. The tongue's hanging out.
I guess it
like
could.
You're all...
The tongue's hanging out. It's me going, ha ha! That's what it means.
Oh, I like that one. You nailed it.
Like you're mocking me, I guess. Like, ah.
The amount of emojis as well that people have misconstrued, like the prayer one.
It's actually supposed to be a high five.
Yeah.
But no one uses it as that anymore.
And like the little boy with the, Or the little girl who's got the above their head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's supposed to be praying as well.
Oh,
that's
it about, is?
Yeah, that's really? The prayer one, but everyone goes, oh, alert, alarmed. Ooh,
oh, interesting.
I guess we don't pray enough to under... or give enough high five. I don't know. Anyways, just be careful.
Yeah.
Out
my,
there.
My usually... most used emoji is the one where the smile's really big, but the eyes are dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Where they're like, sorry.
Oh, wait. So this is actually something I get in an argument with my friends about. You know the one that's the, it's not a smile. It's the straight across.
That's the one I'm talking about.
But that's not a smile. It's going, it's like, shit. It's like, oh, my bad. But my friends use it to be like, I'm so happy. And I'm like, that's not the I'm so happy one.
No.
The I'm so happy one, it looks like a smile.
Yeah. I usually use that one after I've made a bad pun.
Yeah, you're using, exactly. It's like grimacing. It's like grimacing. It's like, oh, shit.
Sorry,
shit.
Yeah, is that.
So let's just get that resolved in all sorts, and every... Yeah. In every group, everywhere.
If, and I think there's studies done by this, it's like, what do you see with this smudge on a bit of paper?
Yeah.
If there's all these emojis and seven of them are very clearly happy,
yeah,
and yet they associate the happiest to be with the person that's almost apologizing?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
Weird. Yeah.
And this has been your therapy session again.
There you go.
With Maud Garrett.
Yeah, Dr. Haislip and Dr. Garrett.
Good job, Maud.
Tune in
Dr.
next week.
Dr. Garrett sounds good.
Dr. Garrett responds to psychotherapy.
I had to go get my PhD.
Okay, there you go. You're starting another business, and now you got to go get your PhD. Guys, this was rad.
Wicked rad.
I enjoyed it greatly. I now love that we have a podcast, Aristotle. Thanks for recording us. Thank you all for listening. If you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on and rate us and share us with your friends.
I read the ratings, by the way.
Oh, are they good?
Yeah, we've had one since I've been on.
Oh,
just
really?
One. Yeah, guys, get to it.
Does that person like you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good,
they
good,
do.
Good, good. And that is it for this week's episode.
Someone was like, all this is Alex just saying how many times he's bought something really expensive and cool.
So true. Alex constantly talked about expensive shit he bought, and Tom and I were like,
must be nice to be rich, Alex. Solar panels, Tesla.
Really. That was funny.
It's a very accurate review. It's a very
be
accurate
honest.
Review.
Sorry, we can finish the show now.
All right. That is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Haislip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
And with us, as always, was Tom White Wine Mandango Krajewski.
Thanks, ladies.
Ladies Night.
Or the Bounce Her. You can't, it's not Bounce Him.
Bounce Her.
That actually sounds like a flirtation as well.
Too easy.
It's a good show.